stories about the bright side of education.
Somos Sunnyside!
Hello and welcome to Somos Sunnyside. My name is Mario Castro and I'm the Director of Career and Technical Education, otherwise known as CTE, for the Sunnyside Unified School District, where we proudly offer 25 programs between Sunnyside and Desert View High School. In honor of CTE Month in February, we'll bring you a special series of podcast episodes to highlight the amazing work happening in some of our high school CTE classrooms. Career and Technical Education provides rigorous and relevant coursework, preparing individuals for their dream careers after graduation. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you enjoy our special series as we hear from teachers and students and the path to becoming college, career, and community ready.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Somos Sunnyside, coming to you from Sunnyside High School. We have the pleasure of visiting the Emergency Medical Services course here with Mr. Curi, and we have a student here also, Soleil Ponce, that's joining us today. And so thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, you know, it's exciting. I think what, you know, we'd love to do here is really highlight what this program offers. But before we do that, I want to get to know you all a little bit better for our listeners to know who you guys are and how you came to Sunnyside. You know, what was your interest in terms of this line of work and a little bit about yourself? So let's start with Mr. Curi.
All right. Well, thanks for the introduction. My name is Matthew Curi. I am the EMS instructor here over at Sunnyside High School. I've been here since about 2020. I took over the program from an old family friend, Peter Chen. And to tell you the truth, I never thought I'd be here, but I'm glad that I'm here. I left the field, like I said, right around 2020. I'm a paramedic. I left there. And now that I'm here, I'm teaching what I know to the EMT students. We've taken the program from what it used to be, and we've turned it over on its head from the EMR program that it used to now the EMT program that is seen as one of the standards with the state of Arizona.
Awesome. So, you know, a lot of good information, and for our listeners, for the young ones listening in, for those individuals that are thinking about where they want to go to high school and what schools have to offer, this is one of many college and career academies that we offer here at Sunnyside High School and in the Sunnyside Unified School District. You know, I understand that the EMS Academy actually the EMS course is under the Medical Allied Health Academy. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's with us, Sports Med and Biotech.
Awesome. So a lot of options there in the medical field. If you're interested in the medical field, to experience here at Sunnyside. You know, one of the things from the student perspective, and I want to hear a little bit from Soleil here in terms of her experience. And Soleil, so talk to a little bit about why you chose this academy, why you have an interest in this course, and tell us what grade you're in and you know, what are your future plans here?
Well, my name is Soleil Ponce. I'm a junior here at Sunnyside. I got into the EMS or EMR at the time program. My freshman year, we were introduced to it through going through all the CTE programs, trying to see what we wanted to do. And this one just caught my eye because of just all the stuff we have here, and it just seemed really cool. As a sophomore, it instantly clicked for me. Like, I just really liked all that I was learning, and everything was staying, like I was just absorbing everything. I was really just a sponge in this class. And it is a lot like a college course. Like, it's a lot to take in, and it's a lot of your own work the second year, especially your junior year. It's a lot of your own work and a lot of your own studying, and you just have to know where you're at and what you're learning to succeed in this class.
And you're in your second year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how many levels of EMS classes do we have?
So
students,
we have two levels of curriculum. We have the EMS-1, which is the EMR year, so Emergency Medical Responder year. That old program that I mentioned earlier, we didn't get rid of it completely. We just shortened it from 2 years down to 1 year. So that's the first year they have, the introduction to EMS or EMS-1, where they get 6 college credits in that class, dual enrollment with Pima Community College, no extra cost. Then that second year, EMT year, the EMS-2 year, they get another 9 college credits, and that is the full-fledged EMT program that is copied from Pima, except we went from the semester-long class at Pima to a full year-long high school class. So we've made some changes as far as pacing, but you still get the full curriculum.
Okay. So there's definitely a sequence in terms of there's a 3-year sequence. And, you know, I think the my favorite part of what you just mentioned is I think for the student experience, and we always talk about the student experience, there's an opportunity for our students to earn an industry certification, to earn college credit, right? Because we have dual enrollment courses through Pima Community College at no cost. So that That's doesn't right. cost students anything. Mm-hmm. And then there's the opportunity for industry experience, right? The work experience, That's the right. ride-alongs. And you know, we'll talk a little bit about that. You know, one of the things I failed to mention is, and you probably hear it in my voice, I got a little anxiety going on here because we're actually sitting in a simulated ambulance. We're in the back of a simulated ambulance that is located in the classroom. You know, the classroom setup you have right here. You have your classroom on one side, and then it's the lab on the other side.
Yep.
You know, one of the things that I love about CTE courses and these types of courses is that you get the hands-on experience. You get the real life experiences. So as we're sitting in this simulated ambulance, it's exactly what you would see if you were in a real ambulance, right? Not that we wish anybody to be in a real ambulance. And I think that's where my anxiety is coming from here. But, you know, and I'm also scared of needles, but other than that, I mean, it's cool to see that they get the actual experience, you know, in students, when you transfer knowledge from the classroom setting, and then you go into your labs, and they have different setups. You know, you have the gurneys, you have,
yeah, we have the CPR mannequins, we have respiratory mannequins, we have all sorts of different type of mannequins.
Yeah, so talk to us, like, what are some of the things that you have learned? So, like, what's been, like, your biggest, you know, light bulb thing that's gone on for you in terms of the experience in this class? Because I'm sure like any other class, it starts off with basic fundamentals of knowing, you know, the overall goal of being in the classroom. And then as a student, you're dying to get your hands on the toys, right? Mm-hmm. As we say.
I think it's just like my sophomore year, my first year here in the CT, it was kind of just like the basic outline of everything. And we just kind of knew what this was and knew what this was. But the second year going into like how you said all the toys and stuff, we get to learn like how everything really works and how everything clicks together. And that's really interesting too.
Very cool. Very cool. And so, you know, one of the other things I wanted to talk about is I remember we were honoring a couple students last year. I think they were juniors, now seniors. We had two students and we honored them at a board meeting because they were nationally certified. So talk to us a little bit about how a student can get nationally certified as a, you know, as an EMT, if I'm, you know, correct me if I'm using the wrong words here, wrong acronyms. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what's neat is we know very well that our medical field is in need of employees, right?
Yes.
I mean, it keeps growing and growing and growing. I think I read something where it said that it's growing like at 18% a year in terms of the need you know, just healthcare occupation employees. So talk to us a little bit about how that was done by these two individuals. And I think it's, you know, unheard of to get it done your junior year, right?
It's definitely new for us in Tucson. The program for EMT can be put around the country in high schools, but we're definitely one of the first ones in Tucson that are doing it at the junior level. So the way that those credentials work, so the sophomore year, they do earn a credential. They earn an industry credential. They actually earned two that year. They earned CPR, AHA, so American Heart Association CPR for the BLS provider. And they also end up taking the National Registry Test for EMRs. Mm-hmm. So that test, I always tell parents, I always tell students that that's going to be the hardest test they've taken at that point in their life. Mm-hmm. The test changes its questions based off of how you answer those questions. Not something that's really kind of done, you know, easily. It's definitely a very difficult exam. The two juniors last year, Krista, Daniela, they're seniors this year. They're rocking it. And there were just two of the juniors that took the test that passed it. We also had plenty of seniors that took it as well. This year, I know she's going to pass it. She passed it last year when she took it for the EMR test.
Oh, wow.
So she passed EMR. She's going to pass EMT this year. And I don't mean to toot her horn a little too early, but she's number one in the state right now as far as qualifiers for our HOSA competition.
Wow. Yeah. Congratulations. That's awesome. Yeah. That's quite an honor.
Yeah.
And so your head isn't swelling at all.
No.
And so we're in the right setting if she needs any attention, right?
Yeah.
So you know, so how would you describe this class to other students? So if students were, you know, we do have eighth graders that come and visit our high schools, what would be the information you would give them?
I'd just say that, like, if you know what you're talking about, and you know the content that, or you understand the content that's like being given to you, then I feel like you're going to do really well in the class. If you don't know what's going on, then, and you're not like, you're just in the back, not really paying attention, then you're going to be completely lost.
Right. And these are just skill sets, right? If someone's interested in the medical field, health occupation field, these are definitely great skill sets to have.
Yeah.
I mean, when I think about, you know, the skill sets, I mean, you can be anywhere and, you know, somebody may be in need of attention, medical attention, right? And talking about saving lives. And you know, one of the other pieces that I'm aware of is that we have some ride-alongs set up.
That's correct.
You know, where students get to go on ride-alongs just like they do for law enforcement, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's ride-alongs through EMT. So talk to us a little bit about that, Mr. Cootie, in terms of, you know, why is that important, and how do students sign up for that?
So the ride-alongs, we teamed up with Drexel Heights Fire Department. We set up weekends over there at their stations, 403, 404 being our biggest ones that we go to. These students sign up with me. They sign up, hey, Mr. Cootie, I'd like to do a ride-along for 12 hours. Or I'd like to do a ride-along for 6 hours. And they sign up for that shift. They have a uniform that they wear over there. They have pants that they check out for me, boots that if they we have a size that fits. They show up just like they would be a probationary firefighter or a firefighter who's working for the shift. They report to the captain. They sit on the ambulance or the fire truck for that 6 to 12 hours. And they are experiencing the calls as they're coming through.
Right.
So no matter that call that comes through, is it a cardiac arrest? Is it someone who stubbed their toe? They're there. They're there to help. They're there to participate. And if they need, or if they're needed, they will be doing the skills that they learned here.
Oh, wow. And so have you been on one of those ride-alongs, Saleh?
No, I have not.
Not yet, huh?
I know.
So how are our kids, is it eye-opening to our students when they go?
It is. So depends on the shift that you get. When we talk about EMS, we don't have any kind of, crystal ball to look at and say, yep, here comes, a pediatric patient. We just don't see that happening. We can't predict it. So the calls, the schedule, or the shifts are always random. It's always, right. Whatever's right. thrown at them. So some students, they get that shift where they had 5 calls, and then we had one student who spent 12 hours and did nothing.
Wow.
But I don't want to say nothing as in they didn't do anything at all. They just didn't do any medical calls. They got training in with the fire department because they incorporate them with that. There's
definitely still an experience.
Though. Oh, there's a huge experience. They learn what station life's all about, and they realize that the fire station is a second home for these people,
right?
And so they respect it as if it was.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine, just imagine how different it is, because it's one thing to work on, the mannequins yes. you have and simulations, mm-hmm. but seeing it firsthand in yes. real life, in real time. I mean, I growing up, when I saw blood, I went the other way, I was bleeding. I was the crybaby when I saw blood, if I cut my finger or anything. So, is there that shock for some of these students, when you go up, roll up on a scene and somebody needs immediate medical attention? And I'm wondering if they have a change of heart, right? Because of that, because it's hard to tolerate some of those things mm-hmm. that you don't think of, right? So,
yeah.
So
we try to kind of get rid of that frustration or that nervousness, the anxiousness before they get out there. Obviously, we can't get rid of it all. But practicing our skills beforehand kind of shakes it out a little bit. Hakima, if you know who she was,
everybody knows
Hakima. Yeah, everyone knows Hakima, right? So she was in my class, one of the first years I taught. And funny story about her, we were doing blood sugars, and she's like, "Oh, I'm gonna be a medical professional, I'm gonna be a doctor." The first time we poked a finger, that one small drop of blood, mm-hmm. she's like, "I'm done." So
yeah.
we do see it, but we try to get rid of it.
That would definitely be me. I'd be running the other way.
You want to practice real quick?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm scared of needles. I'm scared of blood. And I'm still uncomfortable sitting in this ambulance here. So
don't believe us. Just watch. Join us today. Our teachers rule. We learn how to read. We make friends. And know how to add. Join us for kindergarten. You will love us. Enroll today.
But no, I think there's a lot of good information that we need to put out, in terms to students and you know, those individuals that are making decisions on where they want to go to high school. I think there's so much to offer here at Sunnyside High School in particular, mm-hmm. also at Desert View High School in terms of our college and career mm-hmm. academies. And it really is about the student experience, right? I think one of the tough things for students, high school students, when they get to college is they have to choose that major, they have to choose that area of study.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think having the career academies is just a blessing because they get to experience these things early on
yeah.
and make decisions of, this is for me or this isn't for me, right? And I got to make a switch and that, or you know, a change of course here. So, you know, the other thing that I wanted to mention is, you know, I know during when we start the school year and we have football games, there's always got to be medical services on hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk a little bit about what you guys do, because that's, we put our students to work here, right? We don't call the, you know, the fire department or EMTs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we also have sports medicine students.
Yep.
So talk to us a little bit about that experience for students and, you know, what is their responsibility during those nights?
Yeah. So Friday night football games, we do what's called the Rover teams. The Rover teams is nothing. It's nothing new. We've been doing it for years, but as far as in the high school level, this is brand new for us. There's no, as far as to my information, there's no other high school that's doing a Rover team for football games. Now you might see a fire department show up if they can, like you mentioned, but TFD over here, they're super busy. They can't dedicate anyone here, so we pick up the slack. In years past, it was Miss Joe and her athletic trainer students. Where something happened in the crowd, well, she was the only medical trained personnel. Now we take over the crowd. She can focus all of her attention onto the football field and all the athletes. So what we do is we have four teams. We'll have two on each side, and then we'll also have me roving around. One student will be watching the crowd. One student will be watching the game. They'll switch. That way we're always got eyes on the civilians in case something goes wrong.
Yeah, that's just a major, major help. You know, I've been at graduation ceremonies where, you know, you have individuals that get there so early because they want good seats. And in the crowd, you know, the blood sugar's low, or
it,
you know,
gets,
you
hot, get people, outside, it's hot, they
people
pass
are
out.
Fainting, you know, that's, and stuff it. Like that. So to have those services, and for, it's just another great experience for students, right?
Yes.
Another hands-on experience in terms of them just reacting, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, and I've been at those games where I see, you know, a minor injury on the field,
yeah.
and our sports medicine students and our EMT students are assisting right away.
Yep.
They already know what to do. They're trained. So it's cool. You know, very cool thing to do, mm-hmm. and cool experience. So, Soleil, what are your future goals? So after you graduate here from Sunnyside High School, I know you're an athlete as well. You mm-hmm. wrestle, you play softball.
Yes.
You're an EMT, you know, in the EMS course here. What future goals do you have?
Well, after high school, I'm not completely sure or have really a clear idea of what college or university I'm really interested right now or in right now. But I do know that I'm looking for an athletic scholarship, either in wrestling or softball, doesn't matter. Whichever best one I get. But I do know that I'm really interested in becoming a physician's assistant, which is two extra years after your full four years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's right in between a doctor and a nurse. So mm-hmm. I'm a physician's assistant. So I'm helping the doctor, but also in charge of the nurse. That really interests me. So that would be
cool.
A goal of
mine. Yeah.
Good, good. And you're getting some, you know, a good hands-on experience here leading up to that. So
Yes. You
won't be entering that career blind at all, right?
Yeah,
once you pick a school. So, you know, from what I'm hearing here is college is definitely a plan for you. It's
Yes. It's
just figuring out who's going to offer that yeah. nice scholarship, right?
Yeah.
You know, so Mr. Cootie, any thoughts, any comments that you want, you know, our viewers to hear?
Oh man, putting me on the spot right now.
I'm putting you on the spot. You know, here's a chance for you to highlight your program, you know, highlight students, highlight what's going on and what future goals do you have for this program as well? You know, like I mentioned earlier, I know you've been, this is your, what for you now?
Oh, this is my third-ish year.
Third year here at Sunnyside, and you've done so much in just 3 years. You know, I can only imagine where this program is going to be 5 years from now. And so just wanted to get thoughts on, you know, what goals do we have for the program? You know, how would you evaluate how things are going now in terms of your students And you know, what message do you have for our viewers and those potential students that want to join your program?
Well, definitely our goal is to, overall goal, I think it's every goal of every EMT Academy, is to have 100% graduation of our national registry test. That's such a high goal. I hope to one day get it. And I really do think that we can. It's just, we got to have all that effort put in. We are doing some huge things here. So I kind of teased a little bit that Soleil got first place and her partner Mia. That's only one of 11 teams that qualified for our HOSTA regional, for our HOSTA state exam. We're only able to send those top three teams, but we had 11 qualifiers. That's more than any other high school in the state for EMT.
That's what I wanted to hear. He's being humble. I want to hear that bragging piece of highlighting your program and the amazing things, because we should, right? You know, I always paint this picture to people and tell them, if we don't tell our story, nobody's going to tell it for us. Yeah. And we have to highlight the great things that are going on here, because there is amazing things. When you say 11 teams qualified and for HOSA and you know, we're the top from all the high schools.
Yeah.
I mean, that says a lot. You know, it says that there's the deep interest here. So, you know, elaborate a little bit more on that, please.
Yeah. So we had the 11 teams for EMT. That's also not including the five other teams that we had for our cert exam. So once again, we also took first place over there too. There's me bragging.
Keep bragging.
We have that. The one thing I do want to mention is other high schools are coming here to take lessons from our program, right? So I kind of said at the beginning that the state of Arizona sees us as a standard. They send schools from Phoenix down here to say, hey, what do you have that's working so well? We have a sim rig, we have the gurneys, we have the ambulance, we have, you know, the two televisions that project our PowerPoints, and I could pull up whatever we need to there. We have all the technology, we have all the resources available here and support to make this program successful.
Yeah, you really do have a cool, cool setup here. So Mr. Cootie, as educators, I mean, you have to have a special heart to get into education. You come from the business industry in terms of being an EMT, mm-hmm. right? And there's probably make more money doing that than teaching. So, you know, where did the change of heart come from where you said to yourself, you know what, I need to be teaching, I need to be working with kids, mm-hmm. because I imagine that played a role in your decision to come here. And I also understand that you hold two jobs, right? I think you teach during the day and then you also do
Batman at night. That's right. No, yeah.
You changed the outfit, right? Here in the sim rig.
That's
so,
it.
So talk to us about, you know, that journey and you know, what was involved in your decision making there.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was a paramedic, I'm a paramedic. I've been a paramedic since about 2016 and EMT before that, 2009. All of my time on the ambulance, I loved teaching what I knew to others, right? So they would put the new people on my ambulance with me. They'd train with me. And there was nothing more than I loved about teaching. This is why we do this. We do this because of this. We do this because it's better for our patients overall, right? I love teaching what I know, what I've noticed in my experience. That way our patients will always have a better experience on their worst day that they called 911 on. Mm-hmm. So I like to teach that. And what better way than to teach the people who haven't learned it yet, right? I was teaching people who are already EMT trained. They may have learned some bad techniques, some bad skills. Here, I'm teaching them all the right things from the beginning, what to look out for, the signs and symptoms, and things that I've just picked up along the way. And nothing makes me happier than showing them and seeing them just be like, you know what, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And but
no, I was just going to say thank you for choosing Sunnyside. I know people have options and we're very lucky to have you here. I love your energy. I always say Mr. Cootie's like a walking Red Bull, you know, because he's just got so much energy and so positive. And you have just great relationships with students. You know, you don't get too high, too low. I mean, you're just always, you know, interacting with students in a positive way. And so, you know, I've had the opportunity to jump into your classroom a few times, you know, over the last couple of years. And it's just, it's cool to see that students are so engaged in the learning, right? And in the experience. And so, you know, we thank you for choosing Sunnyside. And, you know, I just want to reemphasize this piece of our students graduating college, career, and community ready, right?
It.
Because it's about the high school experience really is about, you know, students having an opportunity to earn industry certification through a CTE sequence, mm-hmm. Having the opportunity to earn dual college credit, right? Dual enrollment credit in terms of earning credit through Pima, the agreement we have with Pima Community College, and it's free. It doesn't cost them anything. And then the work experience, right? Them, you know, going to the field and having that experience or an internship, you know, for that matter. And so those three things are crucial to our students, and we offer it all here at in the Sunnyside Unified School District. So, you know, I truly want to thank you for all you do. You know, it's neat to see that our kids, when they graduate, they already have some of that experience. They can, they're job ready, workforce ready, or they've, you know, they got college credits that they've earned that will, what that will transfer to any college, pretty much any college they, they attend. And so, Soleil, I, you know, we wish you nothing but the best of luck. Sounds like you got a super, super bright future, and, and you have a plan, and that's what it is, right? We talk about our students to dream, to have those endeavors, but at the end of the day, it's a plan. It's not a dream. You know, if you want to accomplish it, if you want to execute it, you have to have a plan. And I think you're making a lot of right moves right now in terms of getting the right experience for what your future holds. So, thank you very much. You know, again, once again, to our viewers, if you're interested in the medical field, interested in EMS, come check out Sunnyside High School and their Medical Allied Academy. Some great things are going on here. And that wraps up this episode of Somos Sunnyside. Gracias.
Somos Sunnyside.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Somos Sunnyside. We hope you enjoyed the conversation and found it entertaining. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and share our podcast with La Comunidad. For updates on future episodes and more, be sure to follow us on social media and visit our website at susd12.org. We appreciate your support and can't wait to have you back for the next episode. Hasta la próxima vez. En Somos Sunnyside.